Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN. Once again, I'm David Dye, and Seawolf visit us today. We're very happy to welcome this band led by Alex Brown Church back to the show. In 2007, Seawolf released the EP Get to the River Before It Runs Too Low, and their first album, which captured a lot of critical love and even some TV commercial soundtrack play. Their new album, White Water, White Bloom, was produced by Mike Mogus of Monsters of Folk fame, as the actual Seawolf band was formed after Church himself had recorded their debut. I thought that asking Alex if the new album was the work actually of a band or of a solo artist was a good way to begin.
I see it as kind of both, really. I mean, I feel like it's certainly evolved into something that is more than just myself, but that's probably how it started out, yeah. So it's kind of, you know,
my memory is it was mostly all you on the first time around, right?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't record everything, but you know, there were other musicians on it, but it was, you know, actually none of those people ended up really touring with me. They were just my friends who happened to be around, and you know, I asked them to play on my record, and
right,
yeah. So this one, we had, you know, it was actually since we had a, you know, a record label and a deal, and we could actually go in and record a record the way that you're supposed to. I asked some of the guys that were touring with me to come to Omaha and record it.
And you worked with Mike Mogus there?
Yeah.
And what does he bring to the table? Is he a sound guy for you? In that way, a guy who really will help you carve the sound?
Yeah, actually, he... I like the sound of his records, and I had kind of a particular idea of certain things, certain sounds, like drums, for example. I had a particular kind of sound that I wanted, and vocals and stuff like that. And I had a feeling he could do it. And when I talked to him on the phone, you know, our preliminary discussion to make sure that we were both on the same page and, you know, that we wanted to move forward and make a record together, he definitely got it, and it was like we clicked immediately.
Yeah, is a producer somebody you want to? Is it like a president? You want to be able to have a beer with him, or is that important or not? I mean, because that's really important for a president. You know?
Yeah, it's, well, it is important to me because I don't think it has to be that way, but I definitely feel like it makes the, you know, you're going to be spending a lot of time with this person, and it makes the process a lot more enjoyable. And Mike was certainly that guy. You know, he's certainly a guy that, we had many beers with.
Indeed. All right. Well, let's hear some of the music from this new one. What do you want to begin with?
We're going to start with Wicked Blood.
Sapphire blood, a vision of veils, all shimmery white, like a backdrop of sails, all a glow from the light of the wonder behind that a starry night. In the mountain song and the blue jays call, my heartbeat flows in crystal waterfalls. You're so beautiful in your elegant bed. You'd have my blues for your Nantucket reds. I'd wait in the dark, balanced on a thread. So I'd wait in the dark, balanced on this thread. And under the church, stand there in your first I heard you breathe, an exquisite sound, some secret symphony. Your silken skin, my fingers rough, in the midnight dim, we went home and touched beneath the chandeliers in your vision's dust. Beneath the chandeliers in your Persian's dust. And under the church light, you stand there with your wicked blood and your curls. Under the church light, you stand there in your fur and your curls. These lines were here long before you came around. These lines were here, and there's an ember in the rafters, an ember. There's an ember in the rafters, an ember in the rafters. There's an ember in the rafters, an ember in the rafters. There's an ember in the rafters, an ember in the rafters. There's an ember in the rafters, an ember in the rafters. There's an ember in the rafters, an ember in the
great song. That is Wicked Blood from Seawolf. We're playing live today on the cafe. I love the fact that this album is so lush, and yet that song is, you know, that could be a Lou Reed song. It's like, you know, got about three chords.
Yeah.
and rocks. You get a lot of power from that.
Right.
Good stuff. Tell me about the writing of this. I understand some of this is kind of locale specific for you.
Mm-hmm.
You went to Montreal?
Yeah. My girlfriend is from Quebec, and she lives in Montreal. So during a lot of my time off, I spent writing in Montreal. I was there most of, I don't know, last winter and fall and winter. And I did, you know, I'd written some of the songs before that, but I wrote a lot of the songs. I'd say the majority of the songs on the record during that period.
Your songs always have got the natural world in them in some way or another. Mm-hmm. And so I guess there's a lot of more frozen elements of that in there. Or...
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think, you know, the first record was, there's a lot of cold kind of autumnal imagery as well,
right,
which came from just my travels really. And, didn't always live in Los Angeles, but, the new record, certainly, a lot of that kind of wintry imagery comes from the actual surroundings, you know, where I was when I was writing those songs.
Now you've got a song on here, Orion and the Dog, which I immediately thought of constellations, but it seems you're actually going back to the original stories, right? Behind the constellations.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, I can't really say that I pulled directly from any one particular myth, but I sort of created my own myth, you know, using a little bit of, you know, stuff that has been told, I guess, for a long time.
Gotcha. So you can do that one?
Yeah, we're going to do that one.
Orion said, "This body is mine, and you may do with it whatever you like. But when the sky turns red, you better come back home. 'Cause I can't spend these summer nights alone." Orion said, "I'm just a humble hunter, the dog, the only company I keep. Forgive me if my fear that you would change me. But I've seen my fortune written in the leaves. I'll push it through, I'll push it through, 'cause the body and the mind can't heal in two. Oh, Ryan and Doc, how your road you've walked was long. The winter of your song is slowly fading. Your palm, 'cause I can't be just another heart you broke, because I'm getting much too old. Orion, she said, I know all men are mortal, and the ships in which you travel are full of thieves. But the only way you will ever have me is if you throw your body into the sea. I'll push it through, I'll push it through, 'cause the body and the mind will never do. Summer song, oh, so it's faded. Oh, Ryan and Doc, how your light will live beyond your final summer song, oh, so it's faded. Oh, so it's faded. Oh, so it's faded.
Ryan and Dog, which is a kind of solo Seawolf there, Alex Brown Church. Good song.
Yeah, thanks.
Another good one. What do you want to do next?
We're going to do another one from our new record. I think all these are from our new record, actually. This one's called Turn the Dirt Over.
I saw you running like a summer flame, running through the grass, turning gold to black. Oh, turn the dirt over if you wanna grow back. Oh, open up the shutters, see the moonlight on the snow. Your brother in a northern town took the ferry or the water on the bay. His body covered by the colors going down, a statue in the square before the wind could change. Oh, turn the water over if you wanna flow down. Oh, open up the shutter, see the falling snow. Turn the water over. to the window frame, window through the dark and the field of snow. I saw you running like a summer flame, running through the grass, turning gold to black. Oh, turn the dirt over if you wanna grow back. Oh, open up the shutters, see the moonlight on the snow.
Another one is Alex mentioned you will find on the very fine new sophomore release from Seawolf called White Water, White Bloom, that one called Turn the Dirt Over, and we're getting a live session today. What do you want to finish up with?
We're going to do one that we haven't done on the radio before. We were talking about it, and we're kind of like, we're ready to play something new. So we're going to play a rocker. This one's called Oh Maria.
Show me your stripes of the zebra too, the wicked spider in the morning dew. I will provide for you shelter and wine, if you can prove that you are of my kind. Oh Maria, I broke my wooden bones for you. You took my crystal heart and shed it through you. Oh Maria, I break my brittle bones in two. You shook your silver hair and sent me to the moon. And then the spider turned on to its back, displayed the colors and zebra's heels, and every bird from above did cry, you will be bitten, boy, and you'll surely die.
O Maria finishing up our set today from Seawolf. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia and xpn.org. There is more at our website, which is worldcafe.npr.org. We have another podcast called World Cafe Next. And, of course, you can listen to streaming audio there as well. Thanks a lot for spending your time with the World Cafe.